trouble.
Well, Mr. Miles, I think that was beautiful that you had.
Miss Lyons is little.
Yes, sir.
Well,
it was. They all spoke, but none of them bring the life in like you. You see?
Yeah.
You brought in the history of her life, you
yeah.
see? But
yeah.
they didn't do it. I don't guess they know it.
I don't guess they did.
No, they didn't know it. No, they didn't know it. No, but that was wonderful. Oh, I was so glad I didn't know what to do. It was beautiful.
Well, it's her words just about, you know.
Well, that's right, what I mean. Well, the thing that you brought in, you know, about her. You see, others didn't know that, you see. They didn't know it. They didn't know her life, you see.
No.
They just spoke on her life, but they didn't know her life, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
But you see, you had the history of her life.
Yeah.
And that's made it so beautiful.
Back up in Georgia.
Yes, sir. I was just tickled there. I was tickled. So someone said, why he spoke so beautiful about Miss Liza. I said, yes, but you know one thing? I said, Mr. Miles is a professor. They don't know it. They don't know you're a professor.
Well, maybe they shouldn't know everything.
Yeah, but they don't know it. They don't know you're a professor. I said, well, he's a professor. It was wonderful.
Well, she could really talk herself, Miss Bessie.
Yes. Well, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Of course, what I wanted to do was just turn on that little tape and play it down there, you know. But it wasn't in the right shape.
Yes.
You see, uh-huh. It'd take too long.
That's right. Yes, sir. Said it was beautiful.
Well, now, you know, you see, you know all those things, and you know so much more than that.
Yes.
I never heard her talk too much about her life.
Well, she used to tell me about her life. You know how she used to, how they, her daddy used to ferry logs, you know, and then her mother would take them to school, would ferry them across the river, just
mm-hmm.
like he did the logs, you see. And she ferried them across the river, and she said they walked 6 miles.
Uh-huh.
6 miles of school. Six going and six coming.
Yeah.
6 miles of going.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She walked 6 miles. Well, she should talk to me a whole lot, you know, about her life, you know, and how they lived, and how father used to catch deers and coons and things like that, you see, down on the river. You see, he used to catch coons, used to catch deers.
Yeah.
And all down there on the river, see, there's plenty of other ones down there, and he used to catch them, and he'd bring it home. And she said, I used to had to help daddy to clean a deer many times.
Well, you know, Miss Liza could remember. And she, and then you see, she could talk.
Yeah, she
and
could.
And she could tell about those
things. Yeah, she could remember. She could remember those things. And then they moved to Jessup. They moved from where they was up to Jessup. And she lived there till her mother died. And her father died.
Uh-huh.
and her brother died. One died up in Boston, I think, somewhere up in there.
That was before she left there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Before she left. And then she went to over here to,
she went to Savannah.
Yes, Savannah. And she stayed there after she left her first husband. She left him. And then she went south and got with some people, then she went to California. She's been out there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's been to California.
Oh, I didn't know it too. Yes.
Yeah, she went
out. Once there. Or twice,
yes.
I remember.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You and her was talking about that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, she went to California.
Well, what do you know? Now, that's before she come up here.
Oh, yes.
That's when she was down at West Palm Beach.
Yes.
Well, she must have been at West Palm Beach a good while, Bessie.
I think she was.
See, she was born in 1875. Mm-hmm. That's a way back.
It sure is.
And she said she was grown when she married this fella,
mm-hmm.
and they went to live in Savannah, and she remembered it was 10, 11 years that they lived together in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't get exactly straight what happened. I understood to say she went back to Jessup for a while, and from what you say, she went back to Jessup until her parents died.
Yes.
Now, when she went down to West Palm Beach, Miss Carey's family was there already?
In West Palm Beach?
Yeah.
No, Carey. You see, Carey was running a rooming house. You see, that's what she was doing. That's what she was doing in West Palm Beach.
That's what she was doing.
Yes, but her mother lived at Blackshear.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she went down to Palm Beach and working for a man by name Mr. Dimon.
Uh-huh.
And she stayed there. She went up to New York with them and back up and forth, and she stayed over at Sanford, and she stayed in Jacksonville.
Was that before Miss Liza went down? No, Miss Liza.
No, Liza was down there.
She went before Carrie did.
Yeah, she went before Carrie.
Yeah. Well, who did she know down there?
Who? Liza?
Uh-huh.
Irvin, that's Smith's brother.
She knew him?
Smith's brother, yes. Irvin Washington.
Well, they didn't come from the same country, did they?
Well, Irvin come from right here.
Yeah.
But he was in, him and his wife was down there.
Yeah.
In Palm Beach. And see, Liza was with them.
She got acquainted with him.
Yes.
After she got down there.
She was acquainted with Irvin before he went.
Oh, she was?
Yes. Mitt's brother.
Yes.
And Mitt was down there.
Yeah.
And then Mitt got sick. And she sent him home. She sent Mitt back here.
Uh-huh.
After he got sick, and she stayed down to, she went to Dana, and worked in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
That's where she was working in Hollywood. At that time, she was there, and so then they decided to come home in 1928.
Uh-huh.
They come up here in a little farm, you know. Liza didn't know how to hoe.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah. Liza could have been missing. What you do, Liza? Bubba, I'm hoeing. No, you ain't. Put that wood on and go into the house. Oh, no. Liza didn't know how to hoe. She was no farmer.
Well, look, Miss Bessie, mm-hmm. I wasn't sure of this, but it looked to me like, from what she said and from what I know, everywhere that Liza went, she did the work.
Yes, that's right.
And took care of the people.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Liza had a nice house in Jessup. Had a nice two-story house in Jessup.
Oh, really?
And nothing to do with she must sell it. And after she sold it, she didn't have to get her payment. You see, the man didn't pay her like he ought to, you know.
Oh.
And he never did get it yet. She never did get the money from that house.
Is that
like
right?
She should have, you know. No, she didn't.
Oh, how do you know?
The man fell down, and then she should have put it in the bank or put it in a lawyer's hand, you see?
Yeah.
Where she'd have got her money, but she didn't do it. She's just going on the word of mouth, don't you see?
Yeah.
People went on the word of people's mouth. Those days, they didn't bother with the bank and a lawyer, you see?
Yeah, just that's right.
A word of mouth.
That's right. I sometimes feel like that's the best way, too, but it's not.
No, it ain't. Yeah. No, it ain't. Nah. Uh-uh. It don't spell nothing.
No,
you don't spell a thing.
No, sir. Oh. Well, she's always worked, Bessie.
Liza.
Yes.
Yes, she's always worked.
Now, what she washed and ironed.
Mm-hmm. When she's home. She's home then.
Yeah.
With her mother when she washed and ironed.
Mm-hmm. Well, after she come up here, what'd she do?
Up here?
Uh-huh.
Well, she wait, she wait for Miss Patterson.
Housework?
Yeah. Cook. Miss Patterson.
Oh, cook too?
Yeah, Miss Patterson. Up here at the junction.
Yeah.
They had a sawmill.
Yeah.
And she was doing the work for them while they were doing that work up there. And they lived in this old man's house down here. It's a two-story house on the road going out. You know what I'm talking about. That two-story building down the Evingston. Went up the road.
Yeah. Hester?
That's the house in Patterson City.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, that Hester house.
Yeah, Hester.
Hester. Oh, yeah. She did stay there a while, didn't she?
Yeah, she stayed there a while, Miss Patterson. And then when they moved, you see this sawmill stopped Mr. Patterson, see? The man of the law stopped him. Told him he had to pay the men all that back money what he hadn't been paying them, see. Well, Mr. Patterson sold enough of lumber to build that house up there.
Uh-huh.
And after he built that house up there, then he just quit the sawmill. He put the sawmill down.
Oh.
He didn't sew anymore.
Oh, is that right?
No.
Huh. And went to work up there at the university?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's where he went to work. Well, he farmed a while before then.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he done a little farming. Him and Miss Patterson.
Yeah. Oh, they did?
Oh, yes, they had that big farm. They had, two men from Georgia. Come on, I seen one up here not long ago. They come down here and wait with them, you see.
Uh-huh.
And so, then he had his brother to come down. But the brother and him just couldn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent him back to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept these two men. And they used to work right there for J.B. They play the JB's right there.
Yeah.
But they used to rake that ground.
Oh.
And they shit ground down here, below where JB used to stay. I mean, where Toby. You know where Toby used to live?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, there's some land on there, over on that side.
Yeah.
Well, she used to rent that and rake that ground.
Uh-huh.
Then she rent Miss Lila's ground.
Uh-huh.
You see, that's where she done right pretty good. She done pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Well, she sure talks about it.
Who?
Miss Patterson.
Yeah. Yeah, she done pretty good.
Miss Patterson talks well about that. I always feel like Mr. Patterson not really interested in it.
Mr. Patterson?
Yeah, and the farm and all.
No.
But she's the one that's
interested in that. Yeah, she's the one
on
the farm.
Yeah. How long did Uncle Mitt live after they come up here? They come in 1928. Now, he lived up until 10 years ago?
He been dead 11 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, he lived a long time.
Yeah, he been dead 11 years. Well, he couldn't walk somehow or another. And it used to used to have a kind of like a sled with a box made on it, like, you know, just enough for him to get in.
Yeah.
And drive his horse.
Yeah.
Up and down the road, he used to take that and go down to his Aunt Alice. Used to live right over here next to Susanna. And he used to go down there. That's where he traveled.
Uh-huh.
And so then the misery seemed like he got a little better. And then when Liza come, he got a wagon.
Uh-huh.
And him and Liza go up and down the road, you know.
Uh-huh.
He gather them a horse and haul wood, pick up wood all around, you know, for himself.
Uh-huh.
Haul them a horse, and he done pretty good.
Yeah.
Because them a horse was selling good then.
Oh.
Yes, it seemed like it don't pay in, well, it do pay in Ocala, they buy.
Uh-huh.
But no place in Gainesville now since that got burnt out.
Well, I didn't realize he lived that long. And I guess you all have told me a dozen times. That just don't stick in my mind.
Well, you don't stay in your mind.
Mm-mm.
That's what you said.
I get off on this hay and cattle.
I know
over
it takes you buying off over it.
Get provoked, you see. I forget everything I did know.
Yes. Yeah, Mitt, he couldn't do much, you know, for his feet wouldn't allow him to stand up on them too long.
Uh-huh.
I think he had arthritis or something, you know, in his feet.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't stand up on his feet.
He didn't farm.
Yes, sir. He tried to farm, but he done a little farming.
Mm-hmm.
Made a plow some. I just, look, it was pitiful. Look. You see him plowing up there in the field, that's why you see the old horse going along. Me done fell out.
Yeah.
Fell out of the field.
Oh, well.
The old horse will stop and wait on him till he get up.
Yeah, that right.
Uh-huh. He didn't do much, though. Well, had little beans and corn and things like that, and potatoes and cane and...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He just made enough to keep him living.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that helped out.
Yes, sure. He didn't have to buy.
And then Miss Liza got some money.
Yes.
She made some money.
Yes.
Well, you know, Miss Bessie, it don't seem to make too much difference how much money you got or your circumstances. Some people, like Miss Liza, can just be... Now, you never thought about her as being poor.
Mm-mm.
And I don't guess she had anything hardly at all, did she?
No, she never had nothing much.
Never did?
No.
But you never thought about her as being poor. Now, all the time I've known her, you see, just the last few years, I never thought about her like that at all. Now, some people are like that. You know, they seem like they are. Now, you see, Miss Liza felt it as much at home one place as she did another.
That's right. That's right.
And she just knew everybody and talked about them. And I never heard her talk about anybody, you know, just talk about people.
No.
But she, you know, she...
Anna. She used to wait for Miss Anna, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to wash for Miss Anna.
Well, now, you see, that's, it seems to me like now that's something, you see, that the money don't seem to matter. Now, I tell you what's in my mind all the time. You take all these people now, like me, and oh, about so many other people here in the community,
mm-hmm.
and what they do, they sort of hire out, get a job in town, and nobody ever sees anything of them.
No.
See, they just get in the car and go up out of work and come on back and stay at home, watch television or canned beans, whatever they do.
That's right.
But see, Miss Liza didn't do that.
No. No, she didn't do that.
That's not the way she done.
No.
And I don't think that's the way to do.
Well, it isn't.
And that's what I meant when I say, when I think of Miss Liza, I like to think of her on the way to the store.
That's right.
And she talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. All the time. And she listens. She don't talk all the time.
No. She don't.
She's not what I call a big talker. A big talker is somebody...
Talking about people.
Just talking all the time and don't listen.
No.
You see, Miss Liza just loves to sit down and say nothing at all.
That's right. That's right. We sit here and talk. Then I said that she come here and I talked something to her. And she said to me, she said, oh, I have such a pain in my hair, she said. And I said, well, you better go home and get something for it. I said, maybe that's your heart, I said. She said, well, I don't know, but she said, I'm going and get something and see what it make me belt, you see. But if she had went to the doctor,
yeah,
then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's what have thrown it off, don't you think?
Yeah. That's right. No, I remember one time we were sitting back there talking, and Miss Liza came up, and she talked big for a few minutes. And then Big Bessie come up.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Liza didn't say anything else.
No.
Miss Bessie done all talking. But she listened all the time.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. And she's interested, seemingly interested in what was being said. So I don't call that a big talker. I just call that a good talker.
Well, that's right. Now, she used to get after Rye about the church and doing things to the church, you see. Used to neglect doing things for the church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to get after him and bawl him out and tell him he oughtn't do that. He ought to go and do it.
Yeah.
So you promise to do it and you don't do it.
Yeah.
He said, now the church needs paint on it, on its top. She said, now first thing you know, it'll be a hole in that tin and then the church will be spoiled all on the top of it.
Uh-huh.
That ceiling.
Uh-huh. Who was that she talking to?
Rye.
Who?
Rye. You Rye.
Oh, yes. Yes. Was she?
And then Miss Liza would get after me. She didn't care.
She'd get right after
me. She'd get after me. She didn't care. That's all.
Yes.
Liza talked to the preacher that way.
Yeah. Well, now, I'm surprised this preacher today talked like he knew Miss Liza mighty well.
Well, he just knew Miss Liza since he's been here.
Yeah.
He didn't know her before he come.
No.
No. But he knew Hattie and Terry.
Oh, yes.
So they all a little bit black shit together, you see.
Oh, yes.
But he didn't know Miss Lila until she come here, till he come here. Now, you see, William, so he's a great farmer, you know, Mr. William?
Oh.
And man, and he's a great carpenter. He can carpenter.
Oh.
And then he can lay bricks any way you want, stones, anything.
Is that right?
That's right. He come out there to help those boys with the washroom. He come out there and lay them stones and see that that thing was put up right and everything to make that bathroom just perfect. And William is a smart man.
Well, he's not the one that lives way off up. They cut
yeah, yes, he lives up here at
Live Oak?
He lives out not far from here.
Not far from here?
Uh-uh.
Well, which one was it got an hour late when they changed the time? He got there just after they had the service. You remember that?
I think it was him.
Yeah.
But he goes, you see, he goes to Hawthorne.
Oh, uh-huh.
He lives at Hawthorne.
Oh, I see.
And he goes home when he gets through preaching in the morning.
Yeah.
He goes home, eats his dinner, and come back time enough for night service.
Yeah?
Yes, he drives home every day. When he's down here.
Oh, it happens out here all the time.
It does.
Now, you see, you just been talking solid about just that stuff this afternoon, you see.
Yes.
And we hadn't said half of it.
That's right.
Now, I didn't know about Brother Williams.
No.
I didn't know he could do anything. Preachers is a rule. I don't think of them as been able to carpenter and things.
No. Well, I guess he used to work before he started preaching.
Yeah.
And after he got to preaching, well, then he continued.
Yeah.
Continued his work.
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Yeah.
And so he's a smart man. He owns his place and everything over there. And you know, he makes syrup. He made
is that right?
He made 100 gallons last year.
Is that right?
And I don't know how many he's gonna make this year, but he makes a lot of syrup.
Well, what did he do? Make a living for himself?
For himself.
And then his preaching he not dependent on.
He ain't got no depend on nobody but himself.
Yeah.
No, sir. Smart man, he really is.
Huh.
And he works a little farm, like vegetables.
Yeah.
And then in the summer, there's some man up there, he kind of oversees or something other about the vegetables and things when the people be gathering them, you see. But William is smart, all right, man.
I heard he'd talk right well and handle it right well.
Yes, he do.
They're quiet about it.
Well,
are they lucky to have him, aren't they?
Yes, sir, they sure is. Because any time that those stewards got anything to do with that church, he jumps in and do just as much as they do.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He built that kitchen, you know, out there. They started that kitchen and he never stopped until they finished.
Oh, he worked along on that too?
Yes, sir. He did.
Uh-huh.
He's smart. He ain't lazy.
What did Miss Liza mean when she said she was a stodiast down there?
Stodiast?
Uh-huh. Is that what they call them?
Stodiast, yes. Well, now you see a stodiast, they hallow the wine and the bread. Now she hallows the wine and she hallows the bread, but of course the minister gives the sacrament, you know, he gives it,
mm-hmm.
and then the one goes around and take the glasses as people put them in a tree, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since Mag been dead, you know, none of them couldn't bake the bread, you see.
Yeah.
I baked that bread every communion day that they have the communion, I baked it.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you where I do it. I make up a little tiny piece of dough. No salt, no nothing in it. And I take two irons, put them on the stove, let them get hot, and cut the dough, little slice, and put the iron on the bread,
mm-hmm.
let it steam, you know,
mm-hmm.
till it get dry, and it be just as white and pretty as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been making that bread all the time, but so Miss Lila, she couldn't make it, so she asked me to make it for her.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. I'd forgotten it though.
Mm-hmm. So Mag used to make the bread all the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, after she died, Troitus just made it for them, don't you know?
Well, now Mag and Liza just stood well in the community, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They knew people.
Yes. Oh, yes. Now, Mag was an ordained stewardess, you see.
Uh-huh.
They ordained her... Shut up. They ordained her... well, she lived about 2 years after she was ordained.
Yeah.
You see.
What's the matter then, Butch?
Nothing. He just about here, son.
Mag caught well, too, didn't she?
Yes, sir. Now, she... When Mag was living, them stewards and stewardesses had to stand around because she just wouldn't take no foolishness.
Yeah?
No, she'd boss them.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. She'd always boss them.
Well, you know, Miss Liza talk like she just, when they come up here, that she just fit in, and she felt just like this is where she belonged.
Yeah.
Now, that's the way she talked, Liza.
Well, that's right, she did.
And I, you know, the way she talked, I'd keep thinking, well, she's just starting out, you see. She's a young woman. Well, she's 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's not young. And she was 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the way she talked about it, it was just like a new life.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, one thing, Miss Lila walked too much. I told her. I said, Miss Lila, you ought to walk that much. She walked entirely too much.
Yeah.
She'd get out from here and go to the store.
Yeah.
Well, if she couldn't get nobody to bring her back, she'd walk on.
Yeah, she wouldn't wait.
No, and then she would get out and go over to Lloyd's, go over to Walks and them, you see?
Mm-hmm.
To visit them. I see. Now, you ain't got no business walking that much.
Yeah.
That's I see you fuss at me by not walking, but I says, I'm going to stay here because my legs don't feel like it and I ain't going to try it.
That's pretty good ways to walk.
Why, certainly, over to walk.
And she never did. She walked in a hurry all the time.
And yes, she do. She go fast.
Yeah.
But sometimes I should get Buddy to take over there when he going to work, you see.
Yeah.
But you don't catch him all the time. Buddy go back the other way.
Yeah.
You she's gone. Donna.
You know, Miss Bessie, there's nothing we can do about that.
No.
But we can do this. We can remember people at their best.
That's right. That's right.
And not remember them as sick and ailing, you see, or like Liza, half blind or nearly blind.
That's
we
right.
can remember them just anywhere we want to.
That's right.
And it ain't done.
No.
And I wouldn't want to be disrespectful, but I think one reason is these little churches.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the soul too much.
Yes.
They ought to talk about somebody who's as interesting as Liza. They ought to talk about Liza. And some of the things she done, you see, and said. That's a whole lot more interesting, you see, than some of the other talk.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Just passing judgment on her all the time. But see, they all do that. Mm-hmm. Or you might have a little of both. But what I say is, you know, I just like to think of Miss Liza sitting here on the porch and just laying for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's just laying for you, especially if I'd been running the tractor over there on Sunday, like that. I mean, she'd be waiting for me, wouldn't she? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She wouldn't let me get away with that.
I would right tickle you. You went back there and trying to get out the way. And she was going on to the hospital, and you didn't know it, you see.
Yeah.
She went that Sunday morning for a day.
Yeah.
But you was back there trying to do something else. I don't know what you was doing, but you...
Yeah.
You was trying to get hay, wasn't you?
Yeah.
Or cutting hay.
Yeah.
Well, you went back to keep her from seeing you.
Uh-huh.
But she had gone on to the hospital for a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't know it. Nice to have somebody in the family who knows how to take care of you. And well, that's all there is. That's informative. That's an informative little talk with Miss Bessie. It goes up to 4:50. And that was Sunday night. I guess Sunday night on the porch. That's the end of this little tape. Miss Betsy talking about Miss Liza on Sunday, the 30th of June, 1968. On Sunday, the 30th of June, 1968. On Sunday, the 30th of June, 1968. That's this little tape after the funeral on Miss Betsy's porch. Miss Betsy talking about Miss Liza on Sunday, the 30th of June, 1968. And this is about 4:60 now on the Sony dial, and this is channel 1 over. This is Miss Daisy's tape on Monday night, the 1st of July, on Miss Bessie's porch. This is Miss Daisy's tape on her remarks on Miss Liza, mostly, on Miss Bessie's porch with Miss Bessie. On Monday night, 1st of July, the day after the funeral, and the day after the tape I just transferred of Miss Bessie's. And this is right at the moment now, it's 4:70 on the Sony dial, channel 1 over, on Miss Liza's reel. I didn't do this one too well. We were slow in getting started. And then when Faye came over and helped us, and we ran out of tape. So I walked out in the back and ran the tape back and just taped over the first part of our little talk. And I think I lost a good deal of good stuff there. And I went back over the tape halfway. So it'll start in here just a little bit sudden. But by and large, there's some fine information, both from Miss Bessie and Miss Daisy.
Do you go
this right by herself?
Yeah. She says she got to go get some business, tending some things, speeding up. Oh my, the dog, this is the shape she's in. What kind of speeding can she do? Must not show it to somebody and let them speed.
How long has she been so sickly?
How long has she been sick, Bessie?
Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the last year.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. You see, she has heart trouble and she has carbuncles.
She has sugar?
Too. Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. That's carbuncles, you know. Them bad things.
Mm-hmm. Well, she wasn't even able to get over to the church, was she?
No.
No, she wasn't able to go.
How big a family did this Carrie have?
Paul and Anna.
And Hattie?
No, that's a sister.
That's a sister. Mm-hmm. And she got any more family?
No.
Are there any healthy people in her family?
No, not many. She got some relations, cousins or something like that, but she ain't got no close relation.
You know what, Jeff? Somebody, I believe it was Lou Neal, asked me that.
Yes,
Said, well, did Miss Liza's daughter come? I said, Liza's daughter? Yeah, I said, Liza ain't got no daughter. And no son neither.
Listen, Calla.
She said, well, I heard somebody say that, Miss Liza had a daughter. I said, no, Liza had nobody.
Yeah.
Had nothing. No children.
No, Liza got no relation. Mm-hmm. She didn't have no people, no more than just our cousins like that. She didn't have no close relation.
Not many of them.
Huh?
Ain't many of them, is it?
No, I say not. She ain't got no relation.
Karen and Hattie and them other two up there.
Well, they cousins, just a cousin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say ain't that all.
Mm-hmm.
And our Mitch family, they never was close to them.
Mitch family?
Mm-hmm.
That's all of them gone.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because Lorna had a sister. She died last year, wasn't it?
To my feet.
Uh-huh. And she died last year.
I think it was last year. Either last year or the year before last.
Well, that's all he had. All
that was the last.
Yeah, he all of them were gone with her.
Jada, I didn't see many young people over there yesterday.
No, sir. It was all grown, wasn't it? I hadn't thought about that. But this is what? There wasn't many young folks there.
No, there wasn't.
Oh, no, that's true.
Oh, Miss Daisy, it's time to go in, but neither one of you wanted to go in. You wanted to ride.
Lord heaven. That poor Hubert's been, he's been ridden all afternoon, and he's so tired, he doesn't know what to do. What's on your mind?
Well, nothing special. Chatting with your husband.
You know, we were just saying, I was saying, I just thinking that after we went to that funeral that yesterday, I think that's the way funerals ought to be.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Well, they just like that. All of us.
Is that right?
Yes, just like that. All of us.
You see, they just stood up and gave their little tributes, and that looks to me like that's where it ought to be.
That's what I think it ought to be.
Well, it does look...
I don't know. You can't tell. But I sure enjoyed Mr. Myers talking lots and talking things, you know. Now, I told Bessie, now he talked more, he had more to say. Well, he knowed more to say about lies than anybody else that got up there, said anything. Well, he would get with the lives and they would talk and talk. Well, he saved it.
That's right.
We talked with him. We thought it away. We didn't save it.
Well, he thought about it a lot. And I think you all think about it too, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, they all knew more about it than I did.
He remembered, though. Yeah. He saved it.
That's
I think
right.
You're right.
That's right. Yeah, he saved it.
I tell you, we're so busy running around doing nothing.
They don't do nothing. Children don't do nothing now, Miss Miles. I didn't have a chance to go to school most. And the little few days I went, I had to walk.
Uh-huh.
I had to carry on my little wrench with me. They didn't finish no, the little books I had and I found at the bottom. Yeah. And then I wasn't there long enough hardly to say they went to school.
Uh-huh.
They didn't alter that much.
Uh-huh.
If I would have had the chance that these children got, I'd have been a woman.
Well, I think you are anyway.
I don't know.
You
don't appreciate it.
It's all so easy now, you know.
It's so easy. They ride to school, just pick them up at the door, then put them out, run a kitchen, cook, and prepare. Yeah, they can get a warm lunch. What do they care? Nothing. Did you see his color he takes?
What?
His color he takes.
Okay, let's go. Carol, why? She can't. Hubert, you go out there and get on Hubert.
I know. But as I tell you, I'm so glad now it's all grown. Things I don't know. There's things I don't like trying to do. Work is not my responsibility. I don't know. And when I had them, when they would do it. So, when they come from school, they had a job, if I was there or if I wasn't there. They know it.
Mm-hmm.
And they know to get on. Sometimes, I worked on time, you see. And they get on from school before I come home.
Did you ever find any?
Yeah, when I was in Georgia, I found.
Oh, I see, before you come out here.
But after I come here, I worked on these other folks' homes.
Yeah.
Well, I worked many weeks from Monday morning till Saturday, 4 o'clock. I was given this stuff.
Yeah.
And I keep moving. Three rations besides my own.
Oh.
When I left home, when I come home, it's my home. I put on rations.
He's still acting up, In my view.
I was in my kitchen and washed out the lights in my kitchen. I washed my eyes, and I washed my children. It's the last 12 o'clock.
That's a long week.
Long week. Well, I had to raise my children.
Yeah.
And I had to make it long.
Yeah. Sure you did.
So I had to make it long. But one thing about it, they would do even more about the elect. Doris and her brother. Well, I'm learning to work.
And when he does that, you're supposed to lean forward.
That's what he said.
It would make go when that horse got ready to go, he'd go home. If he didn't get on him, he'd go on anyway. He better get on him. Go right straight home.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
What did they do with his horse and wagon?
He sold his horse to Buddy.
Who?
To Buddy. Sawyer.
Buddy?
Yeah. Well, Frank. He sold him to Buddy. And Buddy, I tell you, Buddy loaned him to Mr. Gill.
Yes.
And Mr. Gill had corn right out there. And it was a hot day just like yesterday and today. He plowed that horse so till that horse sweated down. And then he rubbed him down. But nothing to do, he just looked like he got sunstroke or something. And he never did get over it.
Is that right?
Yes, he never did get over it. But he was a fine horse.
Gil would stroke, you know.
It's the truth.
If he had
a fine horse.
He was a nice horse. But I just didn't know what they ever done with him.
Well, he sold him to Buddy.
Gil worked him pretty hard?
Sir?
Gil would work him pretty hard?
Me?
Gil.
Woo! Yes, Lord. He'd work him hard. Wouldn't he, Bessie?
Oh, yes, Lord.
My senior.
You mean Mr. Old Man Gil?
Old Man Gil up there.
Well, now, he don't look to me like he'd work anything hard. Looks like he'd just be steady and set his peace.
Yeah, he won't now, Mr. Knox.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Because he ain't able. He ain't able.
He can't walk fast enough. But when he could, they couldn't go fast enough for him.
Is that right? Oh, well.
He was cruel on animals.
Woo!
My goodness. Cruel.
You know when he used to farm up his.
Yeah, I know.
You could hear him get mad up there and hear him cussing clean over him.
Well, I missed it.
Beth, ain't it the truth?
It's the truth.
Natural truth.
Cussing on you. The horse, whatever it was.
I'm having trouble. I came home back and got the best philosophy I've heard. Is how to bring up your children. And I told God that. That's the way Bessie believes. That's what she did. You just have to make them work.
Sure. But they don't do it no more, Miss Ma.
I don't
make them work.
But they don't try.
They don't
try to learn them to do nothing.
They just
turn them loose and let them go.
Well,
I don't know, sir, but it looks like to me. It's gonna keep it. They're gonna keep it like that.
Yeah.
And one, I ain't talking about your folks, I'm talking on my side. One ain't no better than the other. I don't care where you go, they're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And they turn them out for men's and women's to something.
Yeah.
Go when you get rid and come when you please.
Yeah.
Not me. No, not me. My parents didn't let me do it, and I didn't let mine do it, so I'm through now. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I don't want to have you off.
Be like a lot of them, word yourself to death, and you won't be doing nothing still.
Yeah.
They'd be right here living, doing that same thing would kill you.
Yeah.
But they ain't got killed either.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. They're not killing me. No. I'm going to try to live, Mr. Miles, as long as I can. I'm going to try to take care of myself and behave myself and let other folks' business and affairs take care of them, and I'll try to take care of myself. They don't thank you. They don't appreciate it. They don't think you got no sense.
No, no, you don't get no credit.
Tell them about what they ought to do, or how you done. Well, they'll tell you quick. Well, that was your day.
Yeah.
This is a new day.
They learned that fast. I thought my tape was clear out, and I wasn't recording on what Miss Daisy was saying, and it was awfully innocent along here, so I excused myself, went out back, and ran the tape clear back to the very first. So I thought the first was slow and not interesting, and I didn't have any new tape with me, so I just started all over again, and it entered in there, so that is this interruption. Oh, this is surprising. At the very beginning is Miss Daisy coming in that I didn't tape over. And it's jolly, just like it used to be when Miss Liza came in.
I'm talking about you and Ben. You don't know.
tell Granddaddy he looked mighty warm in that coat he was wearing yesterday.
Nothing. And I tell them, I said you couldn't be a school teacher. It's hard on me. It's hard on school teachers. Well, lots of time, the child will come home. Well, he's got some kind of tale to tell. Something the teacher didn't do what he did. And the place for the parents tell him, the teacher knows what to do, and she knows what to tell you to do, and you better obey her.
Mm. You better work along with the teacher.
That's right. But, sing a song about my child saying song, so my child. Well, your child says anything you want to say. And he said to you, it's because you accept him lying to do it. That's why he do that. And my children were in school. I didn't want him to bring me no message on the teacher. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher is helping you. I said, she's got hers.
Now I'll transfer Miss Daisy's tape to channel 2 right. Channel 2 right. Now this is the end of channel 1 over. Now I'll continue Miss Daisy's tape off this Monday, the 2nd of July, 1968, on channel 2 right. I'll transfer this tape now of Miss Daisy's to channel 2 right. I'll continue it on that side.